This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz with Morning Devotions. Yesterday morning, I opened up the idea of pain. People say, I don't have time for pain. I read those words on a package from the chemist promoting a painkiller. I don't have time for pain. In the Bible, we read in Mark's Gospel, chapter 5, the story of a woman, we're told, who had suffered a great deal, actually, for 12 years because of a bleeding disorder. And on this particular day, she saw Jesus and she thought to herself, if I could just touch his clothes, I will be healed. So she was hidden by the crowd, and as Jesus walked past, she reached out and touched his cloak. And the Bible says that immediately her bleeding stopped. Jesus turned around and said, "Who touched my clothes?" No one came forward, but Jesus kept looking around to see who had done that. And here was this woman, this poor woman. She was afraid she would be admonished for touching Jesus while she was unclean. But we read the woman came and fell at his feet, and she trembled with fear, told him the whole truth. And then these tremendous words of Jesus, "Daughter," he said, "your faith has healed you." Jesus that day sensed this woman's touch and was interested to know about her. You know, I think sometimes we, as I said yesterday, we tend to put people outside our reach when we are in pain. We want to deal with this ourselves, but we shouldn't let our pain isolate us from people who are there to support us. And of course, we can reach out to God and others. Rick Warren, and I've spoken about him before, is well known for his church leadership and success in the US, but nothing prepared him for the news that Matthew, his 27-year-old son, had committed suicide. He'd suffered with depression, and he was this terrible news. And Rick Warren and his wife experienced great suffering, this inner pain, as you would expect. But here's what he said to his church congregation. "Our deepest life message comes often out of our deepest pain." He said, "I can endure pain if I see a purpose in it. But sadly, most people squander their suffering. They don't profit from their problems, and they never learn from their losses. They're unable to advance from their adversity or gain from their pain. God," he said, "didn't spare Jesus, his only son, from pain. What makes you think he will spare you? The secret of every winner, whether in business, sport, love, finance, or relationships," Rick Warren said, "is resilience, this ability to bounce back from setbacks or failure. Winners have the same problems that losers do, but they do get back up while losers stay down. The secret to a person's resilience is perspective. Don't waste your pain. Let God heal it, recycle it, utilize it, and use it to bless other people. Use your pain." These are the words of Rick Warren. "Use your pain as a model for your message and as a witness to the world. But to touch other people, you need to be honest. Honest with God, yourself, and others. You need to be vulnerable. The fellowship of suffering is the deepest of all. The odds are not good for a couple who loses a child, as nearly one-third of these marriages end in divorce. But Kay and I give each other a lot of grace. We are closer today since Matthew's death, and I am more in love with my wife than I have ever been before." Now, they're the very truthful words of Rick Warren, whose son, Matthew, 27-year-old son, had committed suicide. So that's pain. And Psalm 34:18 has some wonderful words if you're going through pain today. "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed." So I'd like you to remember that God understands and relates to the pain that you're experiencing. You need to tell God your sorrow. We read in Matthew 26 that Jesus says to his disciples, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Please stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little further, we're told that he fell with his face to the ground and he prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet, not as I will, but as you will." So Jesus was facing intense pain, mental pain, and of course he did come to experience the physical pain as well. So Jesus underwent all the basic human experiences. He was hungry, he was thirsty, he wept, he suffered, he went through pain, and he knows your pain and mine. Loving Father, we thank you that we can somehow understand pain and put our trust in you. Amen.